go on to item number 14, which is a resolution allocating Guadalupe settlement funds.
Thanks, Steve, Angela, and Lisa.
Yeah, thank you.
Item 14, we do have a couple of cards on this one. Item 14, as you said, is a resolution regarding the Guadalupe settlement funds, which are also called water quality trust funds, stemming from the Unical Guadalupe settlement as a result of this board's enforcement action in 1998. And at the last regular board meeting, the board considered allocations at that time. That we had a few requests in front of you, and the board went through those. The two items that were remaining were staff recommendation of retaining remaining funds for our high priority region-wide watershed protection types of projects. And in addition, the board voted to allocate $950,000 to the American Land Conservancy for the Wild Cherry Canyon Conservation Project. We didn't have a resolution drafted for the board for that at the time, so you you took the action and it was binding, and then you directed us you directed us to bring the resolution back to document that. So that's what we've done, and we've also carried forward our, consistent with our previous recommendation, that the remaining funds, which are now a lesser amount, about $1 million remaining for the, which is the board's prerogative to allocate those funds. So we've documented what we said before in terms of what we think should be the use of those funds. The high-priority, region-wide, watershed protection level types of projects, which would mean not the real site-specific individual projects. And we gave a couple of examples of types of projects. For example, region-wide low-impact development, hydromodification control efforts, as well as basin planning efforts. And the last item, Steve Size was just talking about potential, or not potential, but anticipated basin plan amendment projects that are coming up. Some of those could benefit from these funds, which are outside of the state budget and could therefore possibly be used for things like outside technical expertise, for example. So those are the kinds of, we try to give you some examples instead of just saying, you know, high priority region-wide watershed protection level projects. But those are the types of projects that we're recommending that you direct us to pursue with those remaining funds of about $1 million. With regard to the one category of projects, low-impact development, hydromodification criteria, this is something that, of course, the board has been very involved with in the last couple years, and more particularly in the last year with the controversy, really, and the friction that we've had with some municipalities about how to deal with developing meaningful hydromodification control criteria. And so that's been on the regulatory side with trying to get the stormwater management plans up to snuff so that they're adoptable, approvable by the board. On the kind of the carrot side, if you will, the incentive side, the board has already allocated a significant chunk of money from this same settlement fund, $2.35 million to be exact, to start up and fund the Central Coast Low Impact Development Center. So you've already recognized the priority of that work. And I said at the start of the meeting today when Fran Spivey Weber was talking, and she referred to our request to the State Board for cleanup and abatement account funds, and I said I would get back to that. Well, here I am. So like I say, it's related. It's not part of this agenda item, but just to let you know that we have made a proposal to the State Board for $600,000 for region-wide assistance to the municipalities on the development of hydromodification control, doing that work leading up to their individual criteria. That's going to be before the state board on July 21st, and I've been involved with pre-briefing individual board members on that, as is their practice with their staff. So we'll see how that goes. One of their questions is, well, why should they allocate funds to that when the regional board has money that it can allocate? And our response has been that there is a statewide benefit for the scope of the work that we're proposing, not just for our region. And so from that standpoint, it seems like it makes sense for the state board to allocate some cleanup and abatement account funds. And I pointed out that the regional board has allocated way more than that, almost four times that amount, for low-impact development work already. So that's sort of an ancillary thing. But I should point out that we have received, again, for the state board proposal, we received letters of support from, now these are to the state board, and I think you might have an example or two in your folders. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, these are letters to the state board and their support for this proposal that we have before the state board on July 21st. And we have letters from the city of Santa Maria, from the city of Morro Bay, from city of San Luis Obispo, the city of Atascadero, from the city of Paso Robles, from Goleta, and then a non-city, the Home Builders Association, wrote a letter of support. And our understanding is that COSQUA, which is the California Association of Stormwater Agencies, is also sending in a letter of support. And they're a statewide organization, which would be helpful since we're arguing that there is statewide benefit to be obtained from this work. And Tom O'Malley, you mentioned that to Ms. Spivey Weber earlier in the day. So anyway, like I say, that's not part of this agenda item, but it's related in that it has to do with funding for some of the similar kind of work that we're talking about with this resolution. So we should go to the cards. That's it in a nutshell. Are there any questions before we get to public comment?
I'm reading the conclusion regarding the approximate $1 million remaining in the fund, and the word reserve is being used there. Is this indeed just setting it aside for potential future projects which the board will approve, or are you asking to have those funds put at your discretion?
Well, we were trying to describe the types of projects and have the board approve the types of projects now with this resolution so that then it could be done administratively. And it's similar to what we did with the Moss Land. This is before your time, but the Moss Landing power plant settlement, which actually involved a couple of different energy companies and was a substantial amount of money, is $5 million. What the board did at that time was designate in a meeting like this three different categories of projects and then delegated to me, so that they were roughly a third of that money each, and then delegated to me the authority to approve projects within that scope. So it would be similar to that. Does that answer your question?
Second choice that I gave you.
Right. Right, if that's acceptable.
Dr. Hunter?
Thank you. And I didn't see any reference to it, but in the past, Guadalupe funds were administered through the Bay Foundation. Is that the case with this reserve of $1
million? Yes, I believe the Bay Foundation. Is Dave here? Karen's here. The Bay Foundation is still the holder. Is that right? Oh, the LID money.
We can't hear you.
Dave's on the board of directors of the, at least you were. Are you still?
Yes, okay. Indeed I am. We still at the present time maintain an approximate $2 million endowment for the LID endowment as well as the CCAMP funds.
So is this the money that we're talking about today, this remaining $2 million, That's going to be parceled out to Cherry Canyon and the reserve. Is that also part of the funds that Bay Foundation administers?
No, that is still in the hands of the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation presently.
Okay.
But, you know, we of course, as in the past, are willing to accommodate the board.
We had we had talked about transferring those funds.
They just haven't, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious because I know there was that reorganization of the administrative kind of support for that. So do you think that the funds will be transferred to Bay Foundation or will they stay where they're at?
I don't know. We transferred the funds that Dave just referred to because it seemed like a better deal and a better rate of return. So that we've talked about it. We have used the San Jose State Foundation as well. That was for the, I guess that was for the Avila Unocal settlement. So we've had different holders for these funds, and we've had good experience with the Bay Foundation.
I'm wondering, have we ever had a community foundation?
Yes.
Link? I guess that would be another good.
Both San Luis Obispo County and Monterey County community foundations. Mm-hmm. The funds I mentioned for the Moss Landing Power Plant settlement, if I'm remembering right, some of those were held by the Monterey County Community Foundation.
Yeah, and those were transferred to the Bay Foundation to consolidate them with other CCAMP funds, the portion of them
just
for the CCAMP component.
That would make sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions by the board? If not, I'll go to the cards. Rachel Fatuti?
My name is Rachel Fatuhi. I'm with the County of Santa Cruz Public Works Department, and I'd like to thank you for letting me comment on this item, or actually what's related to this item more than this item directly. We do support the use of the Guadalupe Settlement Fund to fund watershed protection kind of projects, including developing regional hydro modification criteria. We're also requesting that this effort is coordinated with the municipality's efforts to develop their own hydro modification criteria. Especially the established deadlines for us to develop the hydro modification criteria. If those deadlines can be aligned together so efforts are not wasted or duplicated or worse yet is invalidate work by others if the work is not coordinated. It's massive work by all the municipalities to come up with the criteria, and the regional board and consultant and staff are doing the criteria, so we want to make sure that we're all on the same page and toward the same goal without wasting valuable resources.
Is that the end of your comment?
That's the end of my comment.
Thank you very much. I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
Is there any questions of her? All right. Thank you. Richard Quant?
I am Richard Quant. I'm speaking with the Grower Shipper Association. Our offices are located in the city of Guadalupe, California. Earlier today, you had a slide up of the Santa Maria Estuary. Earlier when you were dealing with the 303D list, just for your benefit, that is the precise spot where there was the contamination that took place that resulted in the Guadalupe Settlement Fund. And I'm here today to let you know, to ask the board in terms of to save some of that fund actually for watershed work in the Guadalupe area. In 2004, this board did grant about $600,000 of the Guadalupe Settlement Fund to fund the watershed coordinator position in the Santa Maria area. Those funds have since run out, and in the Guadalupe area, in the Santa Maria area, there currently isn't an agriculture watershed coordinator position. And I think in terms of providing some sort of nexus to the Guadalupe area where that particular oil spill took place, it would be much better for you to reserve at least a portion of these funds, maybe at least $500,000 in these funds, with the idea that they would be available if at some point in time this board was able to resolve its differences with the Agricultural Watershed Coalition and restore that funding and get that program up and running. You know, I see the land acquisition up in Avila Beach. It's about 30 miles away. In fact, on the slide that you had earlier today, it was the foothills in the background, which is where Avila Beach is located. But I think taking this money and providing it to this the IBD project, and I know that's primarily the low-impact development in the urban areas. I'm here to ask you, as a representative of the agricultural community, to reserve part of that money for agricultural watershed projects and to outreach to the agricultural community instead of diverting that money for this urban low-impact development project.
Thank you very much for your comments. Any questions? Thank you. Is there anyone else like to comment on this item? Seeing none, then we'll bring it back to Mr. Briggs and the staff.
Well, we had one comment of support. Thank you very much. I don't think I need to respond to that. However, that was for she was referring to watershed protection kinds of projects and then kind of zeroed in on assistance with hydro modification control. And the next gentleman, Mr. Quant, said to fund ag work, maybe set aside half of it for ag work that's closer to the site of the original spill that was the purpose of the settlement. Instead of allocating to low-impact development. And so I wanted to reiterate that we're not saying that our recommendation here is not to approve this resolution such that you're designating it to go to urban projects like low-impact development and hydro modification control exclusively. We're mentioning that as a type of project that does have region-wide benefit. The other type that we mentioned was basin planning work. So the recommendation here is not to specify that it would necessarily be going strictly to municipalities region-wide. It could. As far as the point of view that there has to be a nexus with the area, there has been a very strong nexus. If you look at the total amount of the fund that was originally part of the settlement, which was $15 million, we're down to 1/15 of that original amount, and it is 11 years later, so it's not like the board went on a spending spree in the first year. But the first round of proposals that the board allocated about half the funds were very heavily weighted towards the Guadalupe Santa Maria area, or at least to the extent that projects were region-wide, there was a strong overlap and therefore nexus with problems in the Santa Maria and Guadalupe Oso Flaco area. And that has continued subsequently with allocation of funds. The board decided to fund the Avila Ranch proposal, and part of the argument that you heard at that time by the proponents is that there was a strong nexus with the type of land that was affected by the Guadalupe spill. Mr. Quant said you could see it in the background of the slide. Geographically, there was nexus, and that's half of the remaining funds. By the same token, there does not have to be geographic nexus. The only thing that's required is to be within the region. The settlement itself actually gives an example of region-wide monitoring. It's in the consent decree as ordered by the court. So there's no question that that's an appropriate use of funds, for example. So I understand the position, and the board has funded the Ag Watershed Coordinator position in the past with these funds. So I think it's appropriate to stick with the recommendation that we have.
Any comments by the board? Do I have a motion to do?
Well, one question again.
O'Malley?
Thank you. I certainly support, as we did last time, the allocation for the American Land Conservancy request. And staff had done a lot of research and actually had proposed a different priority, and the board on review decided that we should go ahead with that. And likewise, I'm wondering, with these limited resources and future unlimited demands, if it wouldn't be good to have those, the remainder of funds, come back for review by the board, have the staff recommend projects, and again, we had that opportunity to consider them like we did at our previous meeting that led to this recommendation. So I would want to consider that we support our previous decision with American Land Conservancy, but have future funding decisions brought back to the board with staff recommendations. And I'll put that in the form of a motion just to see if it goes anywhere.
I can second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion to that motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion is carried.
Pardon? I'm Dr. Roger.
Something about blank checks. I don't know.
Okay. No blank checks. No blank checks here.